So, was I just insightful, or did I manifest it? I suppose it doesn't really matter. The other shoe dropped, and I'm right back into it. It's my unconventional life. Stressed. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is My Unconventional Life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully, it's an honest, unapologetic, and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful, and positive self in the world. Sponsored by no one. Every week, I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, a lover, and a friend. And occasionally discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. Ultimately though, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today? So, less than 24 hours after I recorded last week's episode, things swung wholeheartedly back where they were. Now I know no one makes me feel a certain way, and I choose how I feel and react to things in my life, but I feel a certain way quite often, or rather I have over the last year or so, and you can join the dots. It's not that I've never struggled with anxiety in my life, certainly. I'm prone to it, for sure. But I had a good handle on it 2 years ago, and I sincerely let things slip for a number of reasons. Again, with the disclaimer that I can't go into full details for various reasons, it was a week fraught with more financial demands couched as requests, followed by emotionally hurtful comments and very real threats when I attempted to stand my ground and honour agreements that we'd made just 6 months ago. I don't know where to start, what to say. I'm angry. I feel great hatred and resentment, not least of which about the toxic environment that has enveloped us again, and Amelia is now getting to the age that she's starting to be able to see and really absorb. The contract is completely out the window. I mean, what was the fucking point in signing it in the first place? Let me say this. No matter how you feel, please, if you do this, see a lawyer. Find out worst case scenario, what the situation will hold, and don't move forward until every eventuality is covered. Having a child will change people, so be prepared for that. And to that end, there is a lot that I can do. My sister's always telling me how I seem to want to have guarantees in life, but that life isn't like that. I think I just want to live by agreements that I freely make. But nonetheless, to do that, I have to learn to both be seen as a bad person and to let things go. Mary said that second part this week when talking about some of the things that she said to me in the past in the heat of an argument or when she was stressed or upset. But there are some things that you just can't take back. I don't know, my head goes round in fucking circles. And again, it comes back to me trying to hold on to some certainty and safety about my life and the future. I saw a video about it on YouTube this week, actually. I think it was one of those TED Talks about anxiety. And the guy talked about how oftentimes our thoughts always search for certainty in our lives. And that induces fear and anxiety about what might happen. So we search for more certainty. And it becomes a vicious cycle. Grrr. That's my impression of a vicious cycle. He used the term determinism to describe how we want to know what is going to happen if we make a certain decision in life, but that's impossible, and we should instead embrace uncertainty, or invite what we fear, and realize that we are riding that line on the graph between the two axes of choice and external factors beyond our control, or fate, as someone might call it. And so it's our relationship with our thoughts that controls how we experience and enjoy or suffer life. It's all shades of the same thing that I've read in various versions over the last 20 years of my life, but I've had such difficulty employing. So many of us do. You know, here's the thing. This podcast was supposed to be about how we best find and express love in the world today, as a sexual being, as a parent. And yet, at least for the last year, it's largely been about how we manage our anxieties before we're able to do either. Or rather, how the anxieties from trying to pursue both, or either, seriously hamper our ability to do either in a healthy, fulfilling manner. And what the fuck is that about? Where is my life going? How much of it is spent being, existing, enjoying, and how much is spent worrying, stressing, in mental prisons, or arguing? Harry seems able to let things go and move on quite easily in life, and then blows up again. And then moves on again. But this is tremendously traumatic to me, who finds emotions sticking to me consistently. I'm not living my life. I'm stumbling through it, stressed, threatened, in fear. And you can make an argument about the Western world we live in that encourages that, but ultimately we have a choice. Live in a fear, or with hope and your best efforts. Unless, of course, you believe in my form of the word determinism, in which everything is fated and free will is an illusion. Either way, life's a pretty scary thing sometimes. You know what I'd really like? To have sex. Without stress or anxiety, kind, loving, connected, without contracts. But I guess a nice conversation with a friend will have to do. And I'll see you next week.
Well, that's another week gone, and everyone a blessing. Every day, every moment. So, I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions, and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are and whoever you are with, be kind to yourself and to others. It's perhaps the simplest way to make this world a better place. Hello.